Wednesdays, we sample the vast world of food. Today, into every slacker's life must fall an occasional fancy dinner. And almost nothing is more uncool than looking over a wine list and being completely lost. Recently, our man Dan Zevin got a sommelier's short course at the Boston Wine Exposition.
Okay, so here I am with Patsy Wright. How are you, Patsy?
I'm great. How are you doing, Dan?
Now, Patsy, you are a winemaker?
No, I am working here for a wine distributor.
Okay, Patsy, I'm new at all of this. I drink mainly beer, and I find it incredibly intimidating.
Okay, so as a first-time sort of entry-level consumer coming to a tasting like this, you don't want to look like a complete dork. Going to a restaurant, you want to fake it so that you know what you're ordering.
Yes, I've come to the right place. You know what I order when I go to a restaurant? Two vintages, House Red or House White.
Okay, well.
So take me through it. I want to learn how to taste wine.
All right, well, let me just go to one particular varietal here, which is, I think, one of the most interesting white wines I've tasted in a long time.
So you're about to pour me a bottle of a wine called Torrentes.
Torrentes.
So first I swirl it around like this, and then I just,
stick your nose right in there. And you get it, don't you? I mean, you get the, let me try it.
Now, what did you get? Because to me, it smelled like wine.
I get a lot of fruit in that. I get some vanilla comes out in that. So it's peach.
Peach. Yeah, I don't know. Peach? Vanilla?
Well, it's kind of an acquired thing. You might not get it today, but you don't get that when you stick that.
Oh no, I mean I no.
Here's another thing. After you swirl your glass, and this is much more evident in red wine, but you can see it here in this white. Do you see these, what the wine dorks refer to as legs?
Oh, the wine is dripping down the glass.
And that's
called
legs. That's something that you want to look for. That's something that's desirable. It's the glycerin and the alcohol together which create that. So it's something as you're swirling, as you're sniffing, it's something to look for.
Okay, I swirled, I sniffed, I got the vanilla. I see the nice legs. And now, can I drink this stuff or what?
Yeah, you can drink it now.
It does kind of taste peachy, if you will.
Yeah.
Now, what is this bucket over here of swill?
Okay, this bucket of swill is exactly what that is, but it is also referred to as a spittoon. And it's very important at an event like this where you've got thousands of wines available to you and you want to taste a lot of them, but you don't want to get completely, you know, on the ground with it. I mean.
Wait. Spit it out into that bucket of,
yes,
of backwash.
That's right, Dan.
But this is, I'm trying to become a connoisseur.
Connoisseurs spit into the spittoon all the time.
I don't know, it does not feel very elegant.
I tell you, if you walk around this event today and you spit into the spittoon, you're going to look like more of a connoisseur than anybody who isn't doing that.
Where should I go next? Now that I've got the basics down, thanks to you, where do you suggest I go next? Because there's hundreds of exhibitors.
Why don't you go to France? You know, why don't you go to where it all began? You know, why don't you just dive in there?
Au revoir, Patsy.
Au revoir, Dan.
Hi, I'm John Little from Frederick Wildman & Sons. I represent Champagne Paul Roger.
So here we are. It's champagne time. A little bubbly.
Absolutely.
Now, why don't you start? You taste it, and I'll follow.
Okay, so as you swirl it, you then would get the aroma. And here I have aroma of brioche and toasted toast. It's a bit like toasted challah bread, I guess is the best way to describe brioche. And then I would put the glass to your lips and taste.
Now, what are you doing there with that strange snorting noise you just made?
That is to oxygenate the wine over your tongue inside your mouth.
So oxygenate over your tongue inside your mouth. Okay. So swirl.
Swirl it around a little bit.
Around. Now I'm swirling it around.
Okay.
And
look
I'm seeing
the,
a
look at the color.
I would describe that color as sort of a champagne.
Champagne color. That's a good.
And now,
that's a good thing.
And now I taste.
Smell it.
Smell it. Now you're saying it smells like challah?
It's a toasted challah or
toasted brioche. I don't know. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it smells like toast.
Like champagne.
Toasty. I kind of drooled onto myself, but that's a delightful vintage.
Absolutely. I'm glad you like it too.
Delightful.
It's Chocan and the Reed.
Oh, I love the Chocan. Thank you.
How are you, Danielle?
I'm good. I know. Huh?
Are you ever in New York or that's where you're based?
Oh, yeah. I'm based in New York. Yeah. I mean, that's where my, most of my effort goes.
Really?
But I travel a lot more now. So.
Sure.
Okay, Lori, Cindy, Angela, and Amanda, I just found them outside of the Kenwood Vineyards, Sonoma County, California table. How are you guys doing?
Very well, thank you.
Now, the thing that has really surprised me about coming here today is there's a lot of really young people, and there's a lot of single people. And I gotta tell you, there's a lot of single women here. And it occurred to me that I wonder if people come here to sort of meet dates.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, I happen to know a little bit about wine myself, ladies. And I was just noticing that this little glass that you're holding, Angela, really nice legs.
Why, thank you.
You've got it down pat. You'd be just fine.
Now, let me ask you something. Is there anybody here who really doesn't care that much about wine, but just kind of came to check out the scene?
I'm not quite certain why they're all pointing at me, but I want to learn about wine. I really know very little. I know red and white. That's about the extent of my wine knowledge, but I'm learning a lot. I'm learning the difference between Cabernet and Zinfandel and the difference between different whites.
What is the difference between Cabernet and Zinfandel?
It's the grape. It's the kind of grape and it's the way that it's squeezed. And some of them are sweeter and some of them are more bitter. The Zinfandel tends to be a little bit more bitter, a little chalkier. I just learned that a second ago.
Learning experience.
That was good, girl.
In a corner, crying, I say, a little old wine drink of me. A little old wine drink of me.
Oh, good day. My name's Patrick O'Byrne. I'm the National Sales Director for the Australian Premium Wine Collection, and I'm over here espousing the great virtues of Aussie wine.
Now, Patrick, the thing that I've always thought about Australians is that you are primarily a beer-drinking people, much like myself.
A very famous nation for the consumption of the amber nectar, as we call it down under. But fortunately, we've got a great wine industry that's slowly but surely eking away the phenomenal, and I must say phenomenal, consumption of beer that we do have in Australia.
What can you teach me about getting into Australian wine? What should I be looking for? Maybe you should pour me a glass or two.
I guess a simple thing, my father, who had a wine business back in Australia, said to me, if it smells good, it'll taste good.
Okay, so why don't we do a tasting? There's a couple of other people here at the table for Australia. Michael, what are you having poured here?
This is a blend, and it's a Haute-Vigne Gauche and Shiraz.
Whatever. Okay, so where's mine?
Here, better drink this, mate. Smell it. Put your nose into the glass.
stick it all in.
This really smells very toasty, almost like challah bread. Toasted, though.
Yeah, a little apple-ish.
You know, that Sauvignon Blanc, you should be able to smell and get the taste of grapefruit. Lovely pink grapefruit, or Texas ruby reds, I've been told.
A nice little taste.
That's it.
Mmm. I see what you mean about citrus.
Yeah, but I think the key thing about wine and why it's as different as you and I is that there's a multiplicity of styles, a multiplicity of countries, a multiplicity of regions. There is something out there that you'll absolutely climb aboard. So the key is just to try it, have fun, and just treat it as it is just bloody fermented grape juice. So, you know, enjoy it for what it is. It's great with food. It's great with friends. It makes people smile. That's what it's all about.
Well, Patrick, thank you very much. I'm going to get going and go sample a couple more vintages. Thanks a lot for your help.
Cheers, and as we say down under, up your bum.
Up your what? Here now is always intrepid man about town, Dan Zevin.
Nice legs, Dan. Stay tuned. There's more ahead here and now. Don't let me be alone.